Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The shortstop, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tuck Steinbeck. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Parmalee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Roy Parmalee. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Phil Weintraub. Batting fifth. The catcher, Spud Davis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Buck Jordan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Charlie Gelbert. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Alex Camporis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Grissom. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Lee Grissom. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen strikes out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grissom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Outlaw. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Outlaw steals second. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Marte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Outlaw moves to third. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack takes first base on ball four. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty strikes out. One out. Roy Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmley strikes out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a pop-up towards short. Gelbert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lee Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parmley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kyler strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parmley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Camporis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weintraub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Camporis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0 for 1 in the game. Jordan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gelbert strikes out. 1 out. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0 for 1 in the game. Camporis hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom takes first base on ball 4. Jordan moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0 for 1 in the game. Marty hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmley is 0 for 1 in the game. Parmley strikes out. 2 outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parmley fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ival Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gallen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weintraub takes first base on ball 4. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 2 in the game. Frey hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins strikes out. Davis drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Collins out. 2 outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kyler. Demery reaches second base with a double. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Weintraub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jordan hits a pop-up towards short. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parmley fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alex Camporas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporas is 0 for 2 in the game. Camporas hits a fly ball into left field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 0 for 2 in the game. Marti hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lee Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grissom strikes out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parmley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Outlaw moves to second. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weintraub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marti who is chasing the ball. Weintraub reaches third base with a triple. Outlaw scores. Goodman goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Reds. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weintraub scores. It's 3-0, Reds. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Botterini pinch hits for Roy Parmley. John Botterini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Botterini hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gelbert. Clay Bryant pinch runs for John Botterini. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 3 in the game. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Bryant moves to second. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 3 in the game. Frey strikes out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bryant moves to third. Gallen moves to second. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Demery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bryant scores. Gallen scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Reds. Bob Garbarek pinch hits for Stan Heck. Bob Garbarek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbarek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jordan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garbarek for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.